Unit 18. The Forces of Flight.
Observing birds in nature was what first inspired humans to build flying machines. The key lay in determining how wings function in lifting and propelling birds during flight. Although it took centuries of trial and error, aviation experts succeeded in designing a viable airplane. Their work was based on an understanding of the four basic forces involved in flight: lift, drag, thrust, and gravity. Lift is the force that pulls up on an airplane and holds it in the air. The particular shape of the airplane wing produces lift, for air flows more quickly over its curved upper surface than it does over the flat lower surface. The faster flowing air creates a pocket of low pressure above the wing. The pressure pushing up on the wing from beneath now exceeds the pressure pushing down on the wing. Therefore, the wing rises, lifting the plane with it. The force of drag is what pushes against an object and slows it down. It is created by the air resistance the plane meets as it moves forward. In order to cut down on drag, airplane bodies are long and slender in form. This streamlined shape allows air to flow efficiently over a plane's body, minimizing the resistance it meets. Thrust is the force that moves an airplane forward through the air, and airplanes rely on a power source to generate this forward motion. In conventional planes, both engines and propellers are employed to achieve sufficient thrust for flight. Of the four basic forces in flight, the downward force of gravity is probably the most familiar. When you stand on a bathroom scale, you are measuring this force's effect on your body. Your weight is created by the gravitational pull of the Earth. Overcoming gravity is a critical factor in flight and is another responsibility of the plane's engines. During stable flight, all of the forces must be maintained in delicate balance. The opposing forces of lift and gravity are equal, as are the opposing forces of thrust and drag. Of course, for takeoff, the amount of lift generated must exceed the downward force of gravity acting on the plane. Likewise, in order to increase speed, a plane must apply enough thrust to overcome the force of drag.